I want to step away from the pandemic. Little development. It's just a crying shame. And the people most affected might not have got the heads up that they should have received. For the last few decades, if you were a student at Footscray Primary, there was a bilingual program in Vietnamese. So not just learning Vietnamese, but learning in Vietnamese. This hasn't been done anywhere else in Australia. The program's been scrapped. Now, it's gone for more than a few decades. They've stopped it, the school says, because they can't find the teachers who can say, teach in Vietnamese subjects like mathematics. Tony Buey joins us. He's got two kids at the Footscray Primary. He's upset because he wasn't told that the Vietnamese English bilingual program was going. They weren't told until the decision was final. The school says there was extensive community consultation, but it appears they only put that out in Vietnamese language after the decision was made. So, Tony, tell me, why is this program important to you?
The first time when I went to school, I was very surprised that the school offered a Vietnamese program. It made me a little bit proud about my culture. I think it's a good chance for my children can learn more about language and understand more about Vietnamese culture.
Why do you think the school has stopped it?
I think that the real reason is some people at school, they don't want to learn Vietnamese, but they don't have reason, so they blame that they cannot recruit the Vietnamese teacher. It makes me upset when I try to contact a past teacher. Many people, they complain about the school environment. They say that they feel they're unwanted at school.
Unwanted?
So, yeah. So that's why there was 8 Vietnamese teachers left the school.
Because you know, Tony, the school says there's just not enough people who can do this. There aren't enough maths teachers. And the school says, I think they said there are more than 300 teachers in the state who can teach in Italian, and there's only about 16 who can teach other subjects but in the Vietnamese language. That makes it harder to keep the program going, doesn't it?
I think that it's not correct, because for the bilingual program, we have many teachers. That's why the Vietnamese program survived 35 years. So we have a lot of teachers in the past, teachers in community in Vietnamese language school, and we offer training for them. And that's why the Vietnamese bilingual program worked for a long time. They even have an award in 2007 and 2008.
Yeah, the people have been talking about this as success for some time. Tony, this program is going to go, what do you think the impact is going to be on your kids?
My children lost opportunity to learn about my language. Secondly, they feel sad when some Vietnamese teacher left the school. They love their teacher. Finally, you know, there are Vietnamese community in Footscray. That is a good way for people to understand the Vietnamese and have more friendship between Australian and Vietnamese.
Sure. When did you find out the program was going to be scrapped?
Actually, the school made decision April in the closed meeting, but they don't want parents know about that. They don't send a letter to parents.
So you didn't know about the meeting, is that what you mean?
Yeah, I didn't know the meeting. 3 months later, when the school launched out survey that offer by other language without Vietnamese. At that time, it made me surprised, because why they don't put the Vietnamese in their survey?
Is that a survey of the families at the school?
Yes, they sent the survey 3 months after they make decision. They said that parents can choose language, but they don't offer the Vietnamese.
Yeah. Have you spoken to other parents at the school about this?
Yes. When I contacted another parents, all of them were surprised. Almost of parents did not know about the school decision until they received the survey. And they were surprised, so we were angry. That's why we make a petition to request the school to have a Vietnamese bilingual program.
Will you leave your kids at the school, or are you going to move them to another school?
I'm thinking about that, but it's, currently we try by our best to take a Vietnamese program.
Do you think the school's going to change their mind?
The Vietnamese bilingual program, they tried to skill in 2016.
Yes, they've tried before, haven't they? Yes.
Yeah, they tried to end Vietnamese program some time ago. So it's not the first time because of the parent community want to protect Vietnamese program. So they cannot end the program at least two times in 2016 and 2018. Yeah. So I think that if we have a very strong voice, have more parent support, the school cannot ignore our request. Yep.
Well, we'll see what happens, Tony. Good luck. We'll see what happens. Italian is the plan for now. We'll see if that plan changes. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Tony Buey there, a parent who was trying to save that program. We did ask for a comment. The school refers to the department. The department gave us a statement essentially saying they couldn't find the teachers. There's tons more people who can do the bilingual program in Italian than in Vietnamese. That's the essential line. Brendan is calling from San Francisco, USA, about the bilingual program here in Footscray. Brendan, you're straddling giant oceans. What did you want to say?
Absolutely. Well, I've been actually helping Tony, you know, pull some of the materials and, you know, some of the campaigns. So I'm very familiar. And I also grew up in the western suburbs of Sunshine, and I'm a person of Vietnamese descent. So there's that. Look, what I want to say is that I think the school's argument that they couldn't find teachers is just bogus. They've done the absolute minimum. Like, they've done the bare minimum. They just haven't tried. Look, when I asked the president of the Vietnamese Community Association for Victoria, he says the school's never contacted him about that problem.
Can I just point out something, Brendan, that goes directly to what you said? Part of that statement says is that they've tried both advertising for teachers and through word of mouth to find people. So you're clearly saying you don't think they've done that well enough.
No. I've asked the Vietnamese Teachers Association. You'd think that'd be the first place you go, right, to do word of mouth. Mm. They've attested they haven't been contacted by the school either, right? And if you look at places like Camberwell Primary, they've got the great French bilingual program.
Yes.
Now, Camberwell actually goes out to Canada, and they get the French speakers there to come over migrant visas or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, there's issues with that. You know, you get people with visa issues. So, and the school hasn't done that. So I don't think they've really tried. I think they've done the bare minimum to say that they've tried, but they haven't really gone at it, right?
How does it make a difference to the community, Brendan? Because I think, I mean, some of us who've got a more recent arrival background, we have some idea.
Yeah.
You know, I've got some idea in terms of Hebrew language programs, you know, Jewish studies programs, that sort of thing. But what difference does it make to the Vietnamese community in Melbourne if there's a bilingual program or not? Why is that important?
I think it's really important. I'll just use myself as a case study. Look, I'm a child. I'm a second generation. So that means my parents came from Vietnam and I was born in Australia. And whilst they sent me to Saturday school where I learned Vietnamese for like an hour or two every Saturday, that just wasn't enough. And my Vietnamese is nowhere near good enough to even have like a really deep conversation with my parents. And what that's going to mean is when it comes to my kids, I'm most likely going to end up speaking English to them, which is we're going to default to English. And so they're most likely to not be able to speak Vietnamese to their parents unless we really make a conscious effort put them in a really bilingual environment. And that's the problem that we're facing, that this language is probably going to die out.
Well, it might die out really here. I mean, obviously it won't die out totally, but it might die out here.
Yeah.
Hey, Brendan, I've got to ask. Yeah. You're in San Francisco. I have no idea of the COVID situation in San Francisco. Is there any sort of lockdown where you are, or like what's going on?
Yeah, so it's a bit interesting in San Francisco. So it's not run like it is in Australia, where you have lockdowns and it's administered at the state level by state government. It's done county by county, so different counties have different rules. And that presents problems when people move around from places that's pretty loose, like Florida. We can go to bars and nightclubs. And they fly into San Francisco where bars, nightclubs, indoor dining, completely banned. I think our rates are a bit lower than Europe right now. So it's actually in San Francisco Bay Area, it's pretty good. But
lots
you know,
of mask
you can't
wearing
dine
in
indoors.
The Bay Area, wouldn't there? Tons of people willing to wear a mask where you are?
Yeah, I think generally it's pretty good. But I think the really key problem in the Bay Area is really the homelessness issue. You know, we've got 8,000 people homeless.
Sorry, how many, Brendan? How many homeless?
8,000 is the last count. 8,000 people for a population of about 800,000. So about 1% homeless. And it's really confronting. And COVID spreads really easily when you're in that kind of living situation.
Well, if you don't have a home, don't have running water. Brendan, good luck. Thank you for calling. I'm kind of impressed that you're streaming us all the way over there. And Hassan is in Bundoora. I think a similar issue with a different language, another bilingual program. Hassan, what's the issue?
Yes, I had the problem of my kids going to this school where they have to be taught whether it's a Macedonian or Italian.
Aha, same thing,
and
right.
I said, this language is not going to help my kids, and I'm not coming from that background, so why do I have to let my kids learn language that tomorrow they're not going to benefit?
And Hassan, has there been a Macedonian bilingual program at that school, or you just wanted them to start one?
No, it was. But the thing is, there are probably quite a small, tiny number of Macedonian or Italian.
Yes.
So they wanted to kids from other background to push them into the classes so they can keep getting the funding they wanted. So the
It's always that balancing act, isn't it, Hassan? Look, thank you for calling. It's clear it's an issue for different people, different backgrounds want those languages taught in a way. It's effectively immersion, isn't it?